So we come to a new day and a new morning. And we just decide to take 3 deliberate breaths into this new day. And one thing that we may have learned from this year is that none of us know what a day will bring. We really have no idea whether it will bring a small pattern of daily rounds of habit, duty, responsibility, whether it will bring joy or a crisis of some kind. And whilst I realize that, I also just recognize that that in itself for us is a blessing that we don't know. And I realize that for those people who are battling fires or in California or who are battling disease or battling wars or attempts to reach safety, that they do have an idea of what the day will bring, and it's not easy. So I'm just pausing in myself to be grateful for the not knowing. Be grateful for enough security, enough money, enough health, enough shelter, enough support from family and loved ones, not to know. And I choose just to take another 3 deliberate breaths into the possibilities of the not knowing. And I invite you just to connect to what is your intention for meeting together so loyally like this, and for what is your intention for today and for this week and in your life. And into that place maybe of not knowing, to ask, to find, to give yourself space to breathe into that question. And as you feel your feet on the floor, perhaps ask yourself the question, what is my ground? What do I stand on? What do I believe in? When all else is stripped away, what is left? And because I was raised on the Bible, I tend to think in that sort of story and metaphor, and I remember the story of the The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rain came tumbling down. And the wise man built his house upon the rock, and the house on the rock stood firm. So we have all seen much rain this year. And I have seen the places of sand where I have not built on rock fall away from me. And yet, somewhere under the sand, there will be bedrock. And as we really find the different layers of ourselves, as we dare to meet ourselves in a deeper, more compassionate, more loving way, we begin to see more clearly what is sand and what is rock. What can we rely on? And what will slip away? And just as in the past few weeks we have allowed ourselves to contemplate the connectedness and the interconnectedness of our world, today I just want to reflect on our individual place within that connectedness. And the impact of our individuality and our individual choices on the communal life of people, but also the planet. And just because those concepts are quite big to grasp, I want to bring us back to our physicality, which connects us to the earth, to the ground, to the rock, or to the sand. To stay connected, mind, body, and emotion, not to disintegrate or dissociate. So just come back to your breath. Come back to your sitting bones. Come back to your feet. And take your awareness above your head. In about an arm's distance above your head. If you really struggle to find that, you can use your hand to kind of give you a guide. And as you have your attention up there, I invite you to connect to one of three words: purpose, truth, or spirit. And allow yourself to connect to an image, the first image that comes to you that might connect with the word that you've chosen. And see if you can just draw that image down through your mind. through the head down towards the heart. And breathe into that image. And then I'd like to invite you to just spend a few moments either questioning or just allowing thoughts, words, images to come forward about what is your truth about purpose, spirit or truth, about what is your place here, how can your decisions that you make day to day affect you, affect your family and loved ones, and affect all of us. So when you're ready, bring your attention from your heart down into your sitting bones, down into your feet. And let yourself gently come back to the room.